Hi, I'm John Cook, lead author of the paper Quantifying the Consensus on Anthropogenic Global Warming in the Scientific Literature. Our paper measures the level of agreement that humans are causing global warming in climate papers published between 1991 and 2011. Now, there have been several studies measuring the level of agreement on human-caused global warming in the scientific community. Both papers found that among climate scientists actively publishing climate research, 97% agree that humans are causing global warming. But scientists have to back up their opinions with evidence that survives the scrutiny of experts in their field. In other words, peer-reviewed research. The first analysis of this type was by Naomi Oreskes, who in 2004 analysed publications in the Web of Science between 1993 and 2003, matching the search term global climate change. She found that out of 928 papers, none rejected the consensus position that humans are causing global warming. Our paper builds upon this research. We expanded the search to cover the 21 years from 1991 to 2011. In addition to global climate change papers, we also included papers matching the term global warming. This expanded the number of papers to over 12,000. We also divided Oreskes' six categories into two sets, the type of research and the level of endorsement of human-caused global warming. Each abstract was classified according to whether it explicitly or implicitly endorsed or rejected human-caused global warming, or whether it took no position on the cause of warming. Out of the 12,000 papers, we identified just over 4,000 stating a position on human-caused global warming. Among these 4,000 papers, 97.1% endorsed the consensus position that humans are causing global warming. In the second phase of our study, we asked the scientists who authored the studies to rate their own papers. 1,200 scientists responded to our invitation, so that just over 2,000 papers in total received the self-rating. Among the papers that were self-rated as stating a position on human-caused warming, 97.2% endorsed the consensus. These results are strikingly consistent with previous surveys. Between 1991 and 2011, the percentage of endorsements among papers expressing a position on human-caused global warming marginally increased over time. In the abstract ratings, the consensus grew at a rate of 0.1% per year. In the self-ratings, it grew by 0.35% per year, in both cases reaching about 98% consensus in 2011. However, there is a significant gap between public perception and the actual 97% consensus. When a US representative sample was asked how many scientists agree that humans are causing global warming, the average answer was around 50%. This misperception has real-world consequences. When people correctly understand that the scientists agree, they're more likely to support policy that mitigates climate change. So this consensus gap is directly linked to the lack of public support for climate action. This underscores the importance of clearly communicating the consensus and closing the consensus gap.